USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas and paving the way for razor wire erected at the southern border to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. It was a narrow 5-4 decision by the high court. Meanwhile, the Republican governor of Texas says calls from President Biden to fund more U.S. border security are not what they seem, at least as far as he sees it. Governor Greg Abbott says cash alone does not solve the immigration problem.
It is not to build more wall to deny illegal access. It actually is to facilitate more illegal immigration.
Biden administration officials say there needs to be more funding for things like more Border Patrol agents and more asylum court judges. Texas remains locked in a tug-of-war with the White House over precise control at the border. At the jammed crossing near a riverside park in Eagle Pass, state troopers started arresting illegal immigrants and turning them over to the Border Patrol. Former President Trump is lining up high-profile endorsements from Nikki Haley's home state of South Carolina ahead of its upcoming primary election. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, who recently dropped out of the race, is now backing Trump instead of Haley.
The only thing I'm asking for is what I need access for the American people, and we're fighting for the issues.
On Monday, South Carolina's Nancy Mace announced her support for Trump, saying she listened to her constituents.
Overwhelmingly, they are with Donald Trump. We've had 4 years of weakness in the White House. They don't want 4 more years of weakness in the White House under Joe Biden. They want 4 more years of strength. They want 4 more years of peace.
Of course, before we get to South Carolina, there is the first in the nation primary to decide in New Hampshire today. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
One White House national security advisor says U.S. and U.K. military attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen are not just about U.S. and U.K. interests. He says the Houthis' attacks in the Red Sea are attacks on, quote, the entire global economy.
The world is standing up and saying they won't tolerate that.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on with ABC's This Week. He says diplomatic steps have been taken to condemn the Houthis' attacks from global partners. The UN has done as much. The administration is holding out hopes that a peace agreement can still be reached in the Middle East. USA's Corey Myers.
President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
You know, when you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
Adam Harrison, one of 3 sons of reality TV show Pawn Star celebrity Rick Harrison, has died in Las Vegas. He was 39. A family spokesperson confirmed Adam Harrison died Friday and said his death was from a suspected drug overdose. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.